Affordable housing groundbreaking meets a stubborn math problem. Construction began Monday, June 16th, on the Navajo Family Apartments at 7005 Navajo Road in San Carlos, 45 units of affordable housing developed by Community Housing Works at a total project cost of $32 million, with Mayor Todd Gloria attending the groundbreaking ceremony. 8 of the units are specifically reserved for adults with intellectual or developmental disabilities, backed by project-based vouchers from the San Diego Housing Commission. The financing stack includes a nearly $3.4 million loan from SDHC, $3.1 million from the city's Bridge to Home program, and $2.72 million from the county's Innovative Housing Trust Fund. Move-ins are expected by May 2027. The broader housing market offers little comfort to would-be buyers. The countywide median home sale price held at $925,000 in May, essentially unchanged from 2 years ago, while active listings fell 12.4% year over year. Single-family homes remain in what analysts describe as a strong seller's market, while condos show above-average inventory and modest price softness. In North County, the median reached $1,029,990 in May, with a median of 28 days on market. The 30-year fixed mortgage rate sits in the low to mid 6% range. On the environmental economic front, the State Water Resources Control Board opened a $46 million competitive grant program on June 11th, funded through Proposition 4, targeting pollution reduction in the Tijuana River and New River. Planning grants go up to $750,000. Construction grants can reach $10 million and in certain cases $20 million, with applications open through August 31st. The California Coastal Commission separately approved a project to address harmful gases near the Saturn Boulevard crossing in the Tijuana River Valley. The underlying crisis, the collapse of the Insurgentes collector pipe in eastern Tijuana, which has been pumping an estimated 11 million gallons per day of raw sewage into the river system and ultimately into the ocean off Imperial Beach, has prompted San Diego County, all 18 cities, and numerous school districts to declare an emergency.